This Rush Hour catch-up podcast is built tough, like the new look Mazda BT50. For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
A major brawl broke out between parents of two rival softball teams at a youth tournament in Tennessee. We've got the audio for you right here on Mix 94.5. Take a listen. Video online.
Yeah, if you game, mix.com.au.
Yep. But we've put the word out. Parents gone feral at kids' sports on 133353. And when in Port Kennedy, what do you got for us?
Well, this was when I was actually playing soccer as a kid.
Yeah.
A few years ago now. And it wasn't quite as hectic as that particular situation. But we had an away game in Morley. And it was kind of really obvious to all of us that the ref and everything was on the other team's side.
So
we were being discriminated against pretty hard. And my coach was getting pretty angry about it, but the parents were just horrendous. I mean, they were just screaming obscenities at the ref, but then abusing our coach because he was allowing it to happen.
Oh my
and
God.
It got to the point where people were picking up like clumps of the turf and like throwing it. So it was pretty mental. But eventually it got to the point where my coach called stop on the game and we walked off pitch.
Yeah, right, okay, good.
Before anything horrendous happened.
Far out.
Yeah.
The way it was going, it sounds like someone was going to get stabbed with the studs on the bottom of a boot.
Oh.
Round in North Perth, parents gone feral at kids' sports. What have you got?
Oh, hi. I had an auntie who used to just go crazy at little athletics and it was just so embarrassing.
Really?
What have you got? What do you mean go crazy though? Because for me, little athletics, it's like it's competitive, but it's not like soccer or football competitive. You know what I mean? Like you're...
No.
So how was she going crazy?
She's really enthusiastically, but over enthusiastically screaming for the kids, my cousins, going absolutely nuts. And she was just a little too domineering for people. It was it was a lot. And it was just mortifying as a kid. Like,
absolutely.
So
the key
embarrassing.
Word there is little. They're little athletes.
Yeah.
I remember, this is reminding me of a story, a very good family friend of mine. In fact, her daughter and I were in the same year at St. Joseph's and we used to do little athletics in Queen's Park.
Yeah.
And after all the kids were done, they actually had a parents 100 metre foot race.
A big athletics.
Yeah, big athletics. And her mum's quite competitive and she won by a country mile and she celebrated like she'd just won gold in Athens.
Really?
Yeah. It was incredible.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
All right, Lise, we're going to get a little bit bigger again.
Oh, we do.
All right, here we go. We catch up with him every couple of weeks. He's the man about food, about town, and the editor of the Good Food Guide at the West Australian, Mr. Rob Braffel.
Bonjour. Bonjour from Provence and France.
Bonjour indeed.
Yeah.
When producer Kat said Rob's in Provence, I thought, oh, I haven't been to that market. But no, you're in France.
That's right.
Now, well, explain.
Provence also a housing development near Dunsborough.
Where, now, whereabouts in France is Provence and what is it well known for?
Well, Provence, of course, is, I think, the most well-known area of France because it's all very scented and beautiful and it's all about herbs, beautiful food, and, of course, it's all about the sunshine and the warmth. And it's just absolutely delightful. The weather's smashing here.
And the birds are chirping.
Are they on your shoulders a la Cinderella?
Yes, because I'm here for the food, of course.
Of course you are.
No shortage of that.
And, you know, often follows suit, like fashion, what they're eating in France will follow suit down to Perth as a new trend. So what are you eating?
Well, they're very traditionally, of course, it's very hard to find a Thai restaurant in France, put it that way.
Yes.
So lots of great flip bistro food. I had veal's head yesterday.
Veal's head?
Head.
Oh, I think I'll get that in, yes.
Which, it was fantastic. A little fatty. I was a little bit, weighed under by it yesterday.
Mm.
I had just a tiny morsel of unbuttered toast last night. It's about as far as I could go.
So can you explain how they serve you veal's head? Does it come out just the head on a platter cooked in a particular way? How does it look?
So they just basically boil the head and take all the sort of the flesh off it, and then it's sort of a big chunky, almost like a stew, you call it, but it's sort of better than that, and serve it with this thing called a sauce crabiche, which is chopped up egg, capers, cornichons, that sort of stuff.
Wow.
Olive oil, basil. And it's pretty awesome. But boy, oh boy, you know, you one tablespoon of it and it's like, oh my God, the fat. The
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, those veal's heads are fatty. You've got to watch that.
You've got to watch that. Yeah, and of course, the favourite drink down here is rosé, which they invented. And €3 a bottle, you can get really great stuff. So we're smashing it.
Yeah, well, I bet. Well, rosé has been very popular here of late too. Of course, now I'm sort of leaning towards a more heavier wine. I like a Merlot myself, any variant of it. You know, a Cab Merlot. What are they drinking in Provence that's a bit heavier than the rosé?
Oh, the Bandols, you know, they're down in the south from Bandol. They do lots of great sort of blended reds. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
But where we are, it's pretty posh. And the cheapest house you can get here, you know, a little farmhouse, is $2-4 million.
Ooh.
Are you looking?
Yes.
You know, if you've got a holiday, you get the real estate mags and you drool and you say, oh, I won Lotto.
Yes, Lotto dream.
Just really quickly, if people are listening to this and getting a bit of a hankering for good French food, one restaurant here in Perth you'd recommend?
Yeah.
Well, I think for really classic bistro and quite authentic French food, albeit a little posher than you would probably find here, but definitely Bistro Guillaume at Crown is would be my pick. We don't actually have a lot of standing in French restaurants, as you may have noticed. I mean, we've got lots of Italians, we've got a few Greeks, and of course we've got lots of so-called modern Australian, but proper French is pretty thin on the ground in Perth. And if I want to feel like my bit of a French hit, I'll go to Bistro Guillaume, because they do it really well and really properly, I think.
Well, he is properly French.
Proper French.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, he is properly French.
Mm.
And a little bit hot, according to my wife.
Yes, well, okay. she's not going to get any argument here.
All right, Rob. Well, you enjoy yourself over in Provence.
Yeah.
I'll see you soon.
All right.
In the studio.
Looking forward to it, mate.
See you, Rob.
See you, mate.
Bye.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Look, winter is a good time to snuggle on the couch, Lisa.
Yes, the nights are cooler. Mm-hmm. The blankie's out.
Yeah.
You don't want, once you're home and settled, you don't necessarily want to go out again.
No.
So you still might want to meet someone.
That's right. Mm. And eHarmony has dropped a list of the movies that you should be having in your, on your profiles, right? The ones that you should be having on your profiles to get people engaging with you a lot more.
Yes.
And the ones that you shouldn't have on your profiles if you want people to back off.
To be engaging with you more. That's right.
Yeah.
So what have we got?
All right, so we'll take you through. These are the ones where if you want to date immediately, these are the ones that you should be having, okay? Apparently the most desirable, this is interesting because I'd never heard of this movie up until this point, right, is a movie from 1971 called The French Connection featuring Roy Scheider and Gene Hackman.
The French Connection, a millionaire exporter with a record too clean to be true, and Doyle knows it. But he's been known to make mistakes.
It's like a...
You know, I've never seen The French Connection.
Neither have I.
I love Gene Hackman. Everything he's ever been in has been good. But for some reason, The French Connection got under my radar.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be checking that out.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Here's another one. And this one, I mean, this one's easy.
Oh, it's a given.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman, what age you are, if you say you like The Godfather 2, you've got some okay movie taste.
That's exactly right.
And then it's The Godfather Part 2.
It's Part 2, yeah. So not the first one, not the third one. I mean, they're good ones to have as well.
The trilogy's good.
Yeah, brilliant.
But 2 will get you extra points.
This one, I'm sure you've heard of this one before.
Columbia Pictures presents Dustin Hoffman and Meryl Streep in Kramer versus Kramer.
I just got to call the office before they go. Joe, you're going to be real proud of me.
I'm leaving you.
Was this some kind of joke?
Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, Kramer versus Kramer is just one of the best movies you could ever see.
Now,
I would never have thought of it as being profile pulling, but a profile puller. But it's just a great movie.
So there you go. There's 3 to drop on your profile if you want to bring people in.
Right.
If you want them to back off. Now, this one surprised me a little bit because it's just the second you hear the opening riff of the song, absolutely it is.
This is a story of two men who run. Not to run,
slowly,
but to prove something to the world. They will sacrifice anything to achieve their goals, except their honor.
So, Chariots of Fire.
A bit kitsch, maybe. I mean, who hasn't run down the beach in slow motion going, da-na-na-na-na? Everyone has.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, no, am I the only one? No, we all have. Absolutely, we
have. Good.
So, there's those. So, that, like, made people drop, like, have a decrease in communications on their profiles of 45%.
Yep.
All right. Now, there's another one here. This is male. If you're ready to meet your fellow couch potato and you are male, you may want to check this one out.
You're speeding, I can see it.
We're only doing about 19 miles an hour.
I like to go under the speed limit.
But speed limit's 35, yeah.
Nothing came easy.
Morning, Miss Daisy.
You leave my flower bed alone.
They didn't connect.
I just love a house of fishes, Miss Daisy.
I don't want you nosing through my things.
They couldn't agree.
You took the wrong turn at Opelika.
Well, you took it with me, Miss Daisy. And you got the man.
Driving Miss Daisy doesn't pull in the guys.
It doesn't pull in the guys.
Oh,
so,
I even saw the stage play the other year.
Are you serious?
No, sorry, I'm serious.
Yes, I mentioned. I got that one wrong. So it says don't admit to this. Okay, don't admit to the fact that you like driving Miss Daisy.
All right,
drives a significant decrease of 50% less communication.
Well, I suppose
it's not a bad movie though. It's an absolute
ripper.
Oh,
it's a wonderful movie.
Yeah. One more here, right? And this one they had another category that said personality types by movie choice. Okay. So Aussie fans of the Titanic seem to be more athletically minded and agreeable than the average. Lord of the Rings lovers are slightly more neurotic than average. This is an interesting one. Mm. The Sound of Music.
Well.
Look at everybody's arms go up in the air. Sorry.
The hills are alive with the sound of music. With songs they have sung.
No, go on. Listen. Fans of
That's going to appeal to anyone, surely.
Yeah, but this is about your personality type. So fans of The Sound of Music score lower on athleticism than average.
How dare you!
Yeah.
You try doing the do-re-mi thing through the streets. See how athletic you are.
With you from 3pm weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5. The Rush Hour catch-up podcast was built tough, like the new look Mazda BT50.